الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم
Beloved brothers, respected elders, one of the very important qualities, character traits, qualities that we need to develop within ourselves as well as in our community, amongst our children, is the quality of bravery, the quality of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being ready to sacrifice for the sake of the deen of Allah, sacrifice your wealth and your life for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were salient qualities in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So in the hostile environment that we face around us, as well as the persecution that Muslims are facing in various parts of the world, this quality is imperative, that we develop this quality of bravery. We do not become intimidated, and we are strong and brave for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one easy prescription of how to imbibe this quality, of how to bring this quality into our life, has been given by one of the great mashayikh and elders of our time, who's passed away, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimahullah. He has mentioned that easy way to develop this is to study the biographies of the Sahaba. Study the lives of the Sahaba and teach them to our children as well. And inshallah, a person will automatically develop this courage and develop this bravery in the face of all the hostility that he may find himself surrounded by. So today I'm going to one incident in the lives of Sahaba, which will inshallah help us imbibe this quality. It was the expedition of Muta in the 8th year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had at that time was sending letters to the various leaders of the world, inviting them towards Islam, inviting them towards Tawheed, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a sahabi by the name of Harith ibn Umair radiallahu anhu to the leader of an area in Sham, the area of Busra in Sham, in the Levant. And that leader was, his name was Shurahbil ibn Amr Ghassani. He was the deputy on behalf of Heraclius, or the Roman Emperor. So he was representing the Roman Emperor. He himself was an Arab. He had belonged to an Arab tribe, the Ghassan tribe. He was a deputy representing the Roman Emperor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent this letter inviting him towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Al-Harith ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu came and they received him and they read the letter. So this person by the name of Shurahbil ibn Amr Ghassani, he had the Harith ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu tied up and he was beheaded. Na'udhu billah. Something despicable, never done, you know, by civilized people, that you send an ambassador, you send someone giving off a message, and this is how he is treated. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received news of this, he decided to teach a lesson to Shurahbil ibn Amr the Ghassani, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got an army together of 3,000, and he dispatched them towards Muta, which is in present day Jordan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed 3 leaders for this army. That's why this army is known as also Jaishul Umara, the army of the leaders. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first of all, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu should be the Amir. And if he becomes Shaheed, then Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who was a cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should then become the Amir. And if he becomes Shaheed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu was an Ansari Sahabi. He should thereafter take the flag of Islam. He should become the Amir of this army. And if he becomes Shaheed, then the Muslims must decide amongst themselves who they will appoint as their next leader. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag to Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was the freed slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had adopted him as a son. He grew up in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him as the Amir, gave him the flag, and he gave him this instruction that you go to the Shurahbil and go to that area where Harith ibn Umayr was assassinated, where he was killed. Give first the da'wat of Islam. Invite towards Islam. If they accept, well and good. Otherwise, you make jihad against them, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As this army departed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself accompanied them to the place called Saniyatul Wada, where the armies or the travelers used to be, they used to bid farewell to the travelers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied this army, and he gave them the last bit of instructions. He said to them that bear in mind, always keep in mind taqwa and righteousness. Always keep in mind taqwa and righteousness. Always wish well for your companions. Wage jihad in the path of Allah, with the name of Allah, against those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said to them, don't fall into deception, nor be guilty of breach of trust of khiyanat. And don't ever kill a child, a woman, or an elderly person. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bidding this army farewell, then one of those leaders, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he began crying. So the people, they looked at him, they asked him, oh Abdullah, why are you crying? So he said to them, I'm not crying because of my love for the world, and not because I'm going to miss you all, but I'm crying because this ayat of the Quran came to my mind, which I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْدِيًّا. That every one of you will have to cross over the bridge of Jahannam. And this has been decreed and decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat of the Quran, he knew now they were going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them were expecting shahadat and they were desiring for shahadat. They were desiring for shahadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thought of akhirat was in the mind of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This ayat came to his mind.
that when we are crossing over that bridge, the full sirat, what is going to be my fate? And this brought tears to the eyes of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. As the army was leaving, then the Muslims called out in dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return you all safely and victoriously. Allah ta'ala give you all victory and you'll return safely. But Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he replied with these words of poetry. لَكِنِّي أَسْأَلُ الرَّحْمَانَ مَغْفِرَةً وَضَرْبَةً ذَاتَ فَرْغٍ تَقْذِفُ الزَّبَدَ. They asked for safe return and they asked for victory. But he said, but I ask most merciful Allah for forgiveness. This is what I am desiring for. That I, Allah Ta'ala, give me forgiveness and grant me such a deep sword wound that causes my blood to overflow like a fountain. This was the spirit of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This was their spirit of bravery. This was their spirit of sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is what I ask for. Anyway, the Muslims then camped over at a place called Ma'an for 2 nights. News came to them that Shurahbil ibn Amr himself had gathered an army of 100,000. And the Roman Emperor Heraclius supported them with another 100,000. So 200,000, and this is an army of 3,000 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were making mashwara. They were deliberating, what should we do? Should we send a message back to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And perhaps Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam may send us reinforcements. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam may send a larger group to assist us, to support us. Or if Nabi sallallahu alaihi gives us the instruction that we should go ahead and fight, then we will go ahead and fight. But at that time, again, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he said to these people, he said to the Sahaba, Ya Qawmi, Wallahi inna allati takrahuna lallati kharajtum iyaha tatlubuna shahada. He said, oh my people, by Allah, that which you dislike is exactly what you came out seeking for, shahadat. We came out for shahadat. وَمَا نُقَاتِلُ النَّاسَ بِعَدَدٍ وَلَا قُوَّةٍ وَلَا كَثْرَةٍ. We don't fight the people by means of our numbers and our strength and our weapons and knowing our numbers. وَمَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ إِلَّا بِهَذَا الدِّينِ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنَا اللَّهُ بِهِ. We don't fight them except by means of this deen which Allah has honored us with. And he advised them, فَانْطَلِقُوا, go ahead, proceed against the enemy. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ إِمَّا ظُهُورٌ وَإِمَّا شَهَادَ. You'll only get one of the two good things, one of the two beautiful things. Either Allah will give us victory or we will get shahada. So this was the encouragement of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. The people all were inspired, they were encouraged, and they accepted his mashwara, and they proceeded, they went ahead and fought against the enemy. The first leader, Zayd ibn Thabit, Zayd ibn Haritha, radiallahu anhu, he had the flag in his hand, he proceeded, he went ahead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with shahadat. All the time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed him to miraculously witness what was happening hundreds of kilometers away, thousands of kilometers away in Jordan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the sahaba the live commentary of what was happening on the battlefield of Mu'tah. So then, his cousin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he took over the flag of Islam. When he was surrounded by the enemy, he got off his horse, he cut off the legs of his horse to show that now there is no return now. I am going into the midst of the enemy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, he didn't want that horse to be then used by the enemy against the Muslims. So he cut off the legs of the enemy, he took the flag of Islam. And as Ja'far radiallahu anhu went into the enemy, fighting against the enemy, they chopped off his right hand. He then took the flag of Islam with his left hand. They chopped off his left hand. Then he grabbed the flag of Islam with his bosom. And finally, he was made shaheed never letting the flag of Islam down as long as he had life within his body. So this Ja'far radiallahu anhu, as he was advancing towards the enemy, these were the words on the tongue of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Ya habbad al jannatu wa iqtirabuha tayyibatan wa baridan sharabuha. Oh, how wonderful is Jannah and the environments of Jannah. How pleasant and cool are the drinks of Jannah. Wa rumu qad dana adabuha kafiratun ba'idatun ansabuha. The Romans, their adab has come close. They are disbelievers and they are far. They are not related to us. They are far from us. عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَاقِيْتُهَا ضِرَابُهَا. It's compulsory upon me. When I meet them, then I will strike at them. And this is how he left the world as a shaheed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that when they counted the wounds of the body of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, they counted 90 wounds, spear wounds, arrow wounds, sword wounds on the body of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. But every single wound was on the front of his body. He never ever showed his back to the enemy. He advanced. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compensated Ja'far for his hands that were cut off with two wings, by means of which he's flying around Jannah, enjoying the pleasures of Jannah. So that's why he's known as Ja'far al-Tayyar, the one, the flying man, the person who is flying. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he would meet later the son of Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he would say, O son of the two-winged man, O son of the two-winged man. So this was Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who gave his life for the pleasure of Allah at the young age of 33. Thereafter, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, the third appointed Amir of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took up the flag. There was a slight bit of hesitation that he had. Natural nature and temperament of man. Slight bit of hesitation that Ja'far radiallahu anhu had. But then he admonished himself. He scolded his nafs. He admonished himself. And he rebuked himself. And then advanced towards the enemy. One of his cousins had given him a piece of meat on the bone. And he said, you haven't eaten, you are starving for 3 days. Take some strength from this and thereafter advance. As he was chewing on that little bit of meat, he had said to his nafs, oh nafs, people are engaged in jihad in the path of Allah and you are engaged in worldly pursuits. This was the spirit and mindset of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu advanced and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him also with shahadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I said, he was seeing the incident in Medina Munawwara. Allah ta'ala had showing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly what was happening on the battlefield of Muta. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now a sword from the swords of Allah has taken the flag. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, Allah, the Muslims had agreed that he will now be the next Amir of the army. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu put up a strong fight against the enemies. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu says that 9 swords of mine were broken on the battlefield of Muta. 9 swords of mine, until finally I was left with 1 Yemeni sword. So in this way, the enemy were repelled until it became nightfall. On the second day, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, being a seasoned general, and he adopted a strategy where he advised the Muslims that those who were in the rear guard, those who were in the back, they should come to the vanguard, they should come to the front. So those who were in the back, on the first day, they should come to the front. Those who were on the right flank should come to the left flank. And they should alternate their positions. And at night, they made certain kinds of sounds as though reinforcements were coming, although there were no real reinforcements. So when the enemy saw the next day the rearrangement of the army and they saw new and strange faces, so this perplexed them and eventually they fled from the battlefield. The Muslims pursued them until they fled from the battlefield. And then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu thought it wise not to pursue them completely, let them, allow them to leave. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu returned with the group of Sahaba to Madinah Munawwara. All in all, in this battle of Mu'tah, there were 12 Muslims who have become shaheed and accepted as martyrs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was witnessing this whole incident, he said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that, I have seen all three of them, Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, all seated on golden thrones in Jannah. All of them are seated upon golden thrones in Jannah. But he said the throne of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu had a slight shudder in it. There was a slight shudder because of that little bit of hesitation. This was how it was depicted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the world of dreams. Respected elders and brothers, as I said, it is imperative that in this time of hostility environment, we find ourselves in a hostile environment, that we need to develop this quality of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The quality of not fearing death. The quality of bravery. The quality that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to ask for shahadat. We must ask for shahadat. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabirik. This was a dua of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. We must not fear death. So we should not fear death, but we should fear standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. So this is a beautiful quality that we need to develop and become courageous, become brave in the environment that we are in. Teach these to our children. And a simple prescription, as I had said, is these biographies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Teach the biographies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu to our children. Sahaba are those who Allah Ta'ala wants us to follow. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who follow them in all goodness. Allah Ta'ala wants us to follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was selected for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So study the lives of Sahaba, the biographies of Sahaba. Inculcate some program within the home where we study the lives of Sahaba, teach them to our children. Automatically, naturally, they will become courageous, they will become brave, and they will be able to face the hostile environment surrounding them. Together with that, we need to prepare ourselves. This is a Quranic command. The Quranic command is, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَى. Prepare for them, for the enemies of Allah, whatever you are able of strength. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَى. So whatever we can prepare, physically prepare ourselves, with regards to weapons, prepare that as well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mentally prepare ourselves, intellectually prepare ourselves, use all our resources for the sake of serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq for amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.